What's going on? I'm here with, this is, by the way, if you could say hello.
Hello.
Okay, Mike seems to be picking you up well. We'll go and continue with this interview. What is your name? Okay, and what sex are you?
Female.
Okay, what's your ethnicity?
A mutt.
Okay, what year were you born?
1980.
Okay, your hometown?
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, your neighborhood? Okay, how long you been in the Atlanta area?
23 years.
Okay, so basically you are ATL.
I am not.
All right. Where were your parents' birthplace?
My father was born in St. Petersburg, Florida, and my mother was born in Arlington, Georgia.
Okay. And how do you know the interviewer?
The interviewer was my old neighbor. And now he's my friend and producer. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Let's see. So I know you said that your friends sometimes produce for you or whatnot. So you're an artist, what type of music do you make?
I make pop music and hip hop / rap music.
When did you know you had a passion for making music?
When I was a kid, I was addicted to it.
What's a song from back in the day that you was really rocking with?
Armed Robbery by 8-Ball and MJG.
Okay. I haven't heard that song before, but I guess it's probably cool if it came from 8-Ball and MJG. I like some of that work.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorites.
Is it a hook or a line from that song you want to sing for us?
Definitely not.
Okay. Well,
it's not very inspirational.
I'll YouTube it and check it out in my leisure time.
Thanks.
Let's see. So, you've been here 23 years in Atlanta, but before that, you was in, Florida?
Yes, directly before I came here, I was in Gainesville, Florida.
Was it tough making that adjustment to a different area?
Definitely. I didn't want to leave Florida. I still want to go back.
But 23 years in Atlanta, it must be some good things about it.
Can't say that I agree to that. I ended up having children and, didn't want to transition them back and forth from schools because I moved a lot when I was young. Mm-hmm. And my son has cerebral palsy, so he's in a special needs program. So kind of like to keep him where he's comfortable. And when he gets out of school, I'm definitely leaving.
Okay. No, you mentioned your son. How many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids, 2 daughters and twin sons.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
How's your relationship with, your immediate family?
My immediate family. I have 5 brothers that are living. I had 6 brothers, and some of us talk more so than others. I talk to my mom every day, talk to my dad pretty often. Of course, I talk to my children every day, so it's pretty cool. I mean, we have our differences like every family, but we all love each other, pretty close-knit.
Oh, that's great. Could you tell me a little bit about your upbringing as far as school-wise, like how it was coming up in school?
School was pretty good. I did really good in school. I was always on the honor society, and it was pretty much a breeze. Started skipping a lot in high school. You know, doing music and having fun and being the typical teenager. And I got pregnant. And I'm a teen mother. I guess you wouldn't know that since I got pregnant. But I did graduate high school in 1998. And then I went to college for nursing. That's what I do. And I'm still in college for psychiatry because that's what I want to do.
Wow. That's very, very impressive.
Thanks.
So what type of things are you learning in your classes right about now?
Actually, I'm learning about politics right now, and I do not like politics at all. And I'm doing IntelliPaths, which are questions on the politics, and I would rather be doing anything else.
Okay, well, I know I asked you if it was a couple of topics you care to touch on or not touch on. I never really mentioned politics. How do you feel about our new president, Donald Trump?
I don't have any feelings about him.
What are your thoughts about him?
Don't really think about him.
Okay. what's your opinion of him?
I don't like him. I mean, to me, he's has money, but he's rather ignorant. I wouldn't have picked him as a president or a friend or an associate or a neighbor. Or anything.
Definitely. But God bless America.
Amen.
Now, what about, I know where your stance is on politics. What about religion?
Well, I'm a Christian. I'm actually a pastor, prophetess, so... Not so much as religion, but I'll say I'm big on believers because I go according to the Bible, and the Bible says don't be overly religious. So I have morals and ethics, and I follow the commandments. You know, I believe in God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. Right.
There's powerful energy in the air right about now.
Right.
Okay. I got a question.
Another one? Okay.
Another one.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Do you ever at any point in time feel, music-wise, you will be at a much... more mainstream success appeal if you had a different type of character than the one you have now? Or if that is something that's actually a roadblock for you, your character is keeping you from having mainstream success in your music?
No, because it's a lot of independency going on these days. What really kept me from being mainstream in my music, I think, was really obstacles in my life. One of the main things was bad relationships. And it kind of caused me to be stagnant or deal with jealous people or put other people on the forefront because I tend to have a big heart. But... No, my music is very versatile. It's very mainstream. Like I said, I'm not religious, so I'm able to deliver and still have fun and not really feel a particular way about it. I believe that God is my only judge. But because I am a believer, it keeps me from getting caught up in selling my soul or doing anything just to get higher on the music Richter scale, I guess would be the good word.
Okay. It's pretty transparent. Makes sense to me.
Right.
Music-wise, right now, who you like?
Who do I like music-wise? I like Missy. Missy Elliott. Who else would I like? I like the Migos. Yeah.
I like the Migos, too.
Definitely. I like Selena Gomez.
Okay, different.
Yeah. I like Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good music. You like good music.
Yeah, I do. I like Dietrich Haddon, too, and I like...
Dietrich Haddon. Yeah. I know that name.
I like Lecrae.
Heard of Lecrae.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And I love myself.
Oh, yeah. I love you, too.
I love myself, too. Okay. Thanks.
I love yourself, too.
Thanks.
Outside of music, let's see. Slang. What's some of the slang, I guess, you would use right now? Or just what's some of the most common words you find yourself saying?
Definitely.
I definitely knew you was going to say definitely.
Definitely is definitely my favorite word. Yeah. I like saying police, too.
Saying what?
Please.
What?
Like, please. If somebody police? Says something stupid or some BS, please. Like, please.
Please.
Yes.
I love that one. That's awesome. Okay. We only 12 minutes in, and yeah. I got plenty more questions to ask you. Okay. When's the last time you've been in a fight?
Physical fight?
Definitely a physical fight. You don't have to say who, but it's just when's the last time?
I don't remember.
I can remember the last time I had a fight. It was definitely in grade school. It was that long.
Mine definitely wasn't in grade school. It was a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to remember that quicker than I can remember the middle school joint.
I actually have fights often, but I box, so they're planned fights.
Oh, wow, really?
But as far as a street fight, yeah, a few years ago.
So you're a pastor. And a boxer.
Yes, I am. I love boxing.
Okay. I've been wanting to take up some type of new physical activity. Boxing.
That's great.
I was thinking that's cool, but then, you know, they got something called UFC. You might come across a...
Wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling and...
I definitely don't want to do wrestling. Like that's definitely staged and...
There's some real wrestling techniques out there.
Yeah, it's a lot of training in that, and a lot of times you got to be real muscular.
That helps big time.
It not if you're a female. That's definitely manly looking.
That definitely hurts.
Yeah. Don't think I want to do that.
You never tried to get into acting?
Yeah, I did. I still act.
You still act?
I write plays and do a couple movies, but people are real inconsistent and I'm not good at editing, so it kind of makes it discouraging. But I do have a TV show that's called and it comes on Comcast 24.
That's pretty turn. That's a nice plug, too.
Yes, definitely.
What else is another hustle as far as, you know, that you did just in your lifetime period, getting some bread?
Dancing. I still do that. I have a dance school on highway.
Stripping dancers?
Well, I do pole dance classes and chair dancing, but it's also, you know, hip hop dancing and, you know, jazz and choreography type dancing. I did do some stripper dancing some years back.
What? Oh, okay. Is that the best money?
No. It's definitely not the best money.
I'm thinking some of these strippers out here really getting doctor money out here.
Yeah, they may, but they're doing a little bit more than stripping, or exotic dancing would be the technical term. So the lifestyle that comes with it definitely is not appeasing.
True. It's a lot of fast living right now.
Definitely, and bad reputations.
Reputations is very important.
Yeah.
Especially the more you live. Sheesh. Speaking of reputations, man, why they try to do my man Bill Cosby like that, man?
You mean with the rape and stuff?
Yeah, the accusations.
Do you think it's true?
I don't know. I can't say if it's true or if it's not true, but I wouldn't be, you know, attacking him like it is true.
I don't know. I don't put anything past anybody on that aspect because I had a kind of bad experience with that. So people that you would not imagine to do things like that actually could. So I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know what he did. I'm not God, but I mean, he never did it to me.
Didn't do it to you, you know that for a fact.
We definitely weren't ever in the same place at the same time. Just I was.
Definitely know God knows, though.
We definitely know that God knows. Something's definitely going on when he's in court that much.
Oh damn! I don't know. Maybe I'm a conspiracy. I personally think the powers that be could have enough power to pull that off and have the media, you know, convince us, whatever.
They definitely could. I mean, it happens a lot. They did it with O.J. Simpson, and they still talk about him. And
why they still talk about that?
Even Tiger Woods. And I just don't understand why when one person comes forward, a whole bunch of people do. Like, if you're a serial rapist, why don't people find out until you're a lot older?
Weird.
Very, very weird.
But it's a lot of stuff about that joint that's just weird, though. But, I mean, I guess that's kind of Hollywood, too, at the same thing.
So are you trying to, in a sense, keep from saying Illuminati?
Nah, we can say Illuminati, but I mean, okay. I don't know what the Illuminati is, so that's why I don't even say Illuminati like that.
Oh, okay.
Because it could be the, you know, 1%ers or whoever else.
I don't know. I just think it's the world and it's corrupt and it's a big facade. Just like this Jay-Z and Beyonce thing. They're getting a divorce and breaking up. Now they're having twins. So I don't know.
Nah. I think it's like some... What's the word?
Salt in the game?
Nah. Not no salt in the game. I was trying to say like on some vision type stuff.
Blinders? An illusion?
Illusion, definitely. Perfect word I was
looking for. I definitely think it's stupid. Word for me.
I think it's definitely something to be enjoyed as much as possible, though.
I think everything is staged, like all the TV shows and everything. Definitely don't think anything is real anymore. The food isn't even real.
Hey, but what's real is, I guess, the position you play.
Yeah.
Play.
I guess so.
You miss though, man. You miss boss.
I am. That's me. I stay in my lane. I'm the boss of me.
Boss of you. That's really the best day you can be. Cause this world crazy.
I know. What if I made a fake relationship and we just broke up every week and then had kids?
Man, that's really what's happening online.
That really is. I think I'm going to go for president, too.
I think Black China might end up being president.
I think I'm definitely moving to another country.
A lot of people said they was moving to another country with Trump.
Yeah, until Trump told them they couldn't come back. Or is that just foreign people that can't come back?
You try to be funny and dip out right now. They probably ain't going to let you out of debt, not for some years.
I don't know. This world is crazy. Like, I don't know. I just say you have to believe in God.
Nah, definitely. 20 minutes in.
So are there particular topics that we have to talk about on this interview?
Nah, not really. I mean, I had a couple of interview questions that I misplaced, but I can kind of grab a few out of my head randomly.
Okay.
It's us talking like we usually do.
No.
Do we usually talk this much? I feel like we talk way more than 20 minutes.
We probably definitely do.
Definitely. What kind of, you seen the batteries I left in your light, right?
They're probably still in there. I definitely haven't used them. I haven't used that camera at all. I told you I'm not good at editing, so I'm not about to play with my emotions.
Man, you know what's crazy? If you kept actually trying to edit, you probably would be a lot better at editing.
I probably would, but I don't think it's my thing.
You know who has been getting kind of good at editing?
Dirty.
Your boy.
You?
Cheer, G.
Good, let's do a video.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I really want to crank it on my computer, but it's not working like it's supposed to.
Well, that's not helpful.
It's not. I've been cashing it out on that. I can't even grab the store with it. I don't know.
So how good are you at editing? Is it realistic?
Depending on your definition of realistic.
Like, we get somewhere and you don't know how to do it anymore?
No, I'm saying I can hook it up from, yeah, fuck that shit, yeah, we go anywhere, I'm that nigga, I get it.
Okay, so when does this start? I need a video like ASAP.
Don't you got footage already?
I don't know, I can look.
I know I got footage with us from the club and shit like that. I think Glenwood Day.
That's real old.
I know. I got a lot of that type of footage I need to drop.
Who footage?
Just footage I got, period. That was just one instance that we was on the camera together. We need some more. Editing this video got a new video. I mean, a new song that's gonna drop on iTunes.
I don't even know who that is. Can you go download my song on iTunes?
Oh, what's the name of it?
Ready, Set, Go on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon.
Person I was interviewing with mentioned something about Freaknik.
Freaknik?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I was so young, man, but I was just so happy. I'm like, oh man, I got a Freaknik memory of my own and stuff like that. Like, not too many people can say that. What you remember about Freaknik?
It was like a big orgy. Memorial Drive was packed, and it was pretty cool when it was the real Freaknik. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Don't tell me it was in the mountain with it.
Yeah, all up. Yeah. You missed it.
I missed that. Ain't nobody even about that life to crank that type of stuff.
They're definitely going to jail.
Oh, yeah, the city kind of cranked
They out. Shut it all down. They don't want us to do anything in fake Atlanta.
Oh man, they wanted to be turned, but not too turned.
I don't think they want us to be turned at all, unless we're gay.
Oh, my goodness.
Was I supposed to say that?
Nah. It's a new world, but it's cool to not be PC about everything all the time and stuff.
PC or PG?
PC as in politically correct.
Oh, I thought you meant PG, like parental guidance.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, definitely don't need that right now.
Nah, it's rappers coming out in the game now. Officially, that's where we at. That's really a great stride, honestly. That's a huge step. That was never before taking place in hip hop to our knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, did you know Kid and Play got married?
Nah, he funny.
Nah, I'm for real.
Nah, I know Play wasn't about that.
Definitely look it up.
Play was Blade Brown, right, in Class Act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Play ain't going for that.
Can I Google while we're on this interview?
Yes, please.
Did Kid and Play get married?
Here's a summary from TMZ World News. Christopher Reed and Christopher Martin spent a lot of time hanging out together in the 80s and 90s as the rap duo Kid and Play, but recently the two have revealed that it was more than just a love of hip-hop.
Get the out of here. This, nah. Hey, I'm happy for them, but hey, nah. No way. There's gotta be a spoof.
It's not.
When did this happen?
It's actually a live interview. If you go on YouTube, they're talking about it.
It looked like it is, and they look like they're serious.
They're definitely serious.
How long ago was this, though? See, this joint don't even exist no more. What?
It definitely exists. You can pull it up on YouTube.
This says 2015.
You want tough love or soft love? Get the love you love.
Hey guys, I was scrolling the internet and found this. Okay, y'all, the website is lovethatnews.com. And y'all remember
that's not saying that.
It says here that, let's see.
Oh man.
I want to play with no pedophile. Jumped Play on stage.
Yeah.
The
they got
my
boy.
It said this wouldn't be the same party they threw back when they released House Party.
Weird because
the duo has revealed that they have been happily together for over 10 years. I can't believe it.
They this two grown ass niggas.
They two grown ass niggas.
Martin Lawrence said that?
Former House Party co-star about the two coming out as gay. Oh my God. Kid revealed that the happy couple plans to marry each other next spring in a House Party themed wedding and have all Kickstarter to raise funds for the public invited event. Y'all, oh my God. I'm like this whole shot. Who believes this? I've seen...
Total shot. Oh my God. Kid responding to this rumor said it's not true. See, that's what somebody said in the comments.
No.
They said, but this they found it funny. I am befuddled. I don't even know what befuddled is, but that's what I am now that I've heard this. Befuddled.
Befuddled.
I'm about to start taking that word. That's not a reliable resource to get factual news, y'all. See, I told you, I said it wasn't CNN. I mean, being there.
Did this interview just turn left?
Oh, yeah, this interview turned extra left. Okay. Let's see. We got about 10 more minutes or so. Let's see. You get along with your coworkers?
Actually, thankfully, I don't have any coworkers. I'm an independent contractor.
Wow.
Yes, so I don't have that problem.
Independent contractor. Doing what?
Nursing.
What?
Yes, I do in-home. I do in-home nursing.
Yeah.
So I only work with my patients and submit my time and my task sheets. So it's pretty cool.
That is so boss.
Yeah.
How do you say so? Are you organized?
In what?
To be able to like multitask and do all these different things.
Oh, I would say so.
I feel like females just got a better advantage when it comes to organizing and multitasking.
Why is that?
I have no idea. It just seems like I get it a lot easier.
I wouldn't say so myself.
Oh, yeah?
No. I think whoever puts in the most effort would be the ones that get it. It's all about your grind, your hustle. What's your hustle?
What's your hustle?
Right. Right. Productions.
What about your grind and what you get out of it is just what it is, right? So you don't think there's situations where you like, what's that like? Is the juice worth the squeeze or something?
Some things you can grind longer for, you know, it's all about consistency, I would say, what you stay down for. Some people think it takes too long, so they give up, just like with praying, you know, if it doesn't happen, people lose faith. But whatever you do, you got to stay down with it because there's probably several other people doing the same thing. So I would say marketing and persistence.
Why you got to stay down? Why you can't stay up?
Because if you stay up, then you never get any rest to recoup. So sometimes you gotta stay down.
That's real right there.
Yeah. Stay down for the cause.
Nah, I dig that. Let's see. You got any favorite sports teams?
I definitely don't.
Like sports at all?
I love sports, but as far as favorites, I wouldn't say. I could say my least favorite is the Falcons.
What if they won? Dang.
What if they would have won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They're still my least favorite. I just don't like them.
You look like a person that don't like the Falcons for whatever reason.
What does that kind of person look like?
I think it's because you almost look like you could be from New Orleans or something.
Yeah, I'm definitely not from there. But I did get pregnant there.
Okay, and they definitely don't like the Falcons.
They definitely don't because the Saints and the Falcons are always at odds. My sons are actually Saints fans. I think it's because of their dad, but they have been saying rise up all week.
Definitely because of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
See how they lost their game. It's horrible.
Yeah, they always do that. Kind of used to it.
Oh, man, I'm used to it, too. That's why I never really went for it.
Yeah. Aren't you from Alabama?
I definitely am.
Yeah.
So I'm happy when they win. Alabama University win those football games.
I like when the Gators win, too, or the Dolphins, or the
Gators,
Jaguars.
Definitely win a couple of them dang things. Dolphins was turned one time, too. They've been hurting lately.
That's not good.
What's the next place you want to travel to?
Dubai.
Ooh.
I definitely want to move to Switzerland.
Okay. I can come?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, diamonds imported from Switzerland.
I want to come to Dubai.
Yeah. You know, in Dubai, if you're gay, they kill you.
Oh, I did not know that.
It's definitely illegal.
That's definitely not illegal in Dubai. Do I need to fact check you again on Google?
Yes.
No, I'm not even going to do it. I'm just gonna take
I'll
it.
Do it. Don't worry. Where's my phone?
Take the word for it.
Yes.
I love Dubai, just the thought of it.
It sounds gay a little bit. Dubai.
It could, maybe. Nah, man. Dubai too player, man.
Is being gay illegal in Dubai, Africa?
Who's that, Cortana? Okay, British gay couple detained in Dubai airport while staff laughed about their... Oh, snap. They're tripping. Thoughts on visiting the UAE as a gay man. Out and out. Oh, LGBT rights in the United States. Living dangerously, being gay, Indian in Dubai. Okay. Sheesh. Oh, okay. It's more homosexual in the unit detained for the consequences of being openly gay in this region. Oh, they not playing. Oh, they not playing. Okay. But hey, man. Thank goodness we live in such a great country called America.
Okay.
Definitely where, you know, you can be.
What's great about America?
It's a couple of things.
What? Like them saying Christopher Columbus discovered something that was already discovered?
Nah, we don't got like giant nuclear bombs dropping on top of our heads and stuff like that.
What about the Empire State Building?
What about that?
That's like nuclear bombs on there.
No, they didn't.
It blew up. Same as a bomb to me.
You talking about the World Trade Center?
Oh, yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell I don't like it.
Nah, but I mean, that's kind of like one time in America. That happened like every day in other countries. But yeah, I rock with that.
Okay.
I really want to go back to Africa sometime soon.
Have you been to Africa?
Nah.
Oh, great. Great.
Go back to Africa. Have you been? Nah. Nah, I haven't, but I can only imagine.
Yeah. I'd like to go to Africa. I really want a giraffe.
Oh, I was wanting a giraffe, too.
We should get one.
A baby giraffe or a real tall?
I think they're big, whether they're a baby or grown. I'm just assuming, you know.
I was thinking about getting a baby panther at one time.
I think about that a lot. Yeah.
There's people doing that, too.
I definitely want an elephant. You know, neighbors have a horse in their backyard. It's a big grown horse and a little gated fence.
Just chilling like, what, it, like a horse in the back of this house or something?
Their backyard is actually smaller than this.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Horse is cool, man.
Not in backyards.
Yeah, they be taking giant shits.
Glad that's your topic of discussion. So remember that dog you had a few years back?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. How many dogs have you had in your lifetime?
I don't even know. I lost count. I had Sheena, Shebra.
Yeah.
Then I had Kano. I've had a lot. I can't even remember. Probably about 20.
That's cool, though.
Right. How many dogs have you had?
I had zero dogs in my life.
I find that to be not true. What about red?
Yeah, I think red is a very nice color.
Skate right around that, huh?
Right. Let's see, there we at. Oh, 40 minutes. What do you know, the time just fly.
Does it? Right, when you talk about red.
Dang. Now, there was an actual piece of the recording that I wanted to open. My phone down. Okay.
Does that mean it's not recording anymore?
Nah, I mean, it's recording right there. But I was going to get you to read this little story passage.
What kind of phone is it?
Oh, it's an Apple iPhone.
Let's see.
Brought to you by Apple.
Why is it so confusing? Oh, there it is.
On, you know, drawing this recording to a conclusion. Thank you for your time.
Not a problem.
If possible, I'll get you to, you know, read over that story in another take.
Okay. Awesome.